Tablet IV. At 20 leagues, they broke off a piece of bread. At 30 leagues, they set camp for the night. 50 leagues, they walked in a single day, a distance of a month and a half in 3 days' time, until they drew near to the mountain of Lebanon. They dug a well-facing shamus, and water they set in. Gilgamesh climbed up onto the mountain, poured out his offering of flour to the mountain, saying, "Mountain, bring me a dream, let me see a favorable word from Shamus." Enkidu made for him, for Gilgamesh, the house of a dream spirit. He fixed a door of stormwind fast in its doorway, and he laid him down within a circle A design. And Enkidu himself lay down like a net across the doorway. Gilgamesh rested his chin upon his knees, and sleep, which pours out over mankind, fell upon him. In the middle watch of the night, his sleep came to an end. He rose up and spoke to his friend. "My friend, did you not call out to me? Why am I awake? Did you not touch me? Why am I startled? Did not some god pass by? Why is my flesh numb with dread? My friend, I saw a first dream, and the dream that I saw was entirely terrifying. On the flank of the mountain collapsed upon us, and we, like one who is born, can give counsel out in the wild." Enkidu spoke to his friend, interpreting his Gilgamesh's dream for him. "My friend, your dream is favorable, the dream is precious. My friend, the mountain that you saw, we shall seize Humbaba, we shall kill him, and we shall cast his corpse out onto the open plain, and in the morning we shall see a favorable word from Shamus." At 20 leagues they broke off a piece of bread, at 30 leagues they set camp for the night, 50 leagues they walked in a single day. A distance of a month and a half in 3 days' time, until they drew near to the mountain of Lebanon. They dug a well-facing shamus, and water they set in. Gilgamesh climbed up onto the mountain, poured out his offering of flour to the mountain, saying, "Mountain, bring me a dream, let me see a favorable word from Shamus." Enkidu made for him, for Gilgamesh, the house of a dream spirit. He fixed a door of stormwind fast in its doorway, and he laid him down within a circle A design. And Enkidu himself lay down like a net across the doorway. Gilgamesh rested his chin upon his knees, and sleep, which pours out over mankind, fell upon him. In the middle watch of the night, his sleep came to an end. He rose up and spoke to his friend. "My friend, did you not call out to me? Why am I awake? Did you not touch me? Why am I startled? Did not some god pass by? Why is my flesh numb with dread? My friend, I saw yet another dream, and the dream that I saw was entirely terrifying. Humbaba, whose shortness is its length, wide is narrow Humbaba like a young sun slash heat upon him, and in the morning we shall see a favorable word from Shamus." At 20 leagues they broke off a piece of bread, at 30 leagues they set camp for the night, 50 leagues they walked in a single day, a distance of a month and a half in 3 days' time, until they drew near to the mountain of Lebanon. They dug a well-facing shamus, and water they set in. Gilgamesh climbed up onto the mountain, poured out his offering of flour to the mountain, saying, "Mountain, bring me a dream, let me see a favorable word from Shamus." Enkidu made for him, for Gilgamesh, the house of a dream spirit. He fixed a door of stormwind fast in its doorway, and he laid him down within a circle A design. And Enkidu himself lay down like a net across the doorway. Gilgamesh rested his chin upon his knees, and sleep, which pours out over mankind, fell upon him. In the middle watch of the night, his sleep came to an end. He rose up and spoke to his friend. "My friend, did you not call out to me? Why am I awake? Did you not touch me? Why am I startled? Did not some god pass by? Why is my flesh numb with dread? My friend, I saw a third dream. And the dream that I saw was entirely terrifying. The heavens cried out, the earth rumbled, daylight ceased, darkness came forth, lightning flashed, fire broke out, the flames flared up, death rained down, then the glow dimmed, the fire went out, and what had fallen turned to ash. Let us go back down into the plain, let us take counsel together." Enkidu heard the words of his friend. He interpreted the dream for him and spoke to Gilgamesh. "My friend, your dream is favorable, the dream is good. At 20 leagues they broke bread. At 30 leagues they made camp for the night, 50 leagues they went in a single day. Where at 20 leagues they broke bread, at 30 leagues they made camp for the night. 50 leagues they went in a whole day, the journey of a month and a half on the third day they drew near to the mountain of Lebanon. Facing the sun they dug a well. Water, they poured out in. Gilgamesh climbed up on the mountain and poured out his flour as an offering to the Achilles, saying, "Mountain, bring a dirim, let me see a favorable word from Shamus." Then Enkidu made for him the house of a dream vision. He fastened the door against the wind in its doorway. He laid him down in a circle, drawing a figure of and he himself like a lay stretched out in the doorway. Gilgamesh rested his chin upon his knees, and sleep, which spills over all mankind, fell upon him. In the middle of the night, his sleep came to an end. He arose and spoke to his friend. "My friend, did you not call me? Why have I awakened? Did you not touch me? Why am I startled? Did a god not pass by? Why is my flesh numb? My friend, I saw a fourth dream, and the dream that I saw was altogether frightening." "My friend, your dream is favorable. It is a good omen. This Humbaba, like they will kindle against him. We shall set bonds upon his arms. Let us stand together against his Badwai. And in the morning we shall see a favorable word from Shamus." At 20 leagues they broke bread. At 30 leagues they made camp for the night. 50 leagues they went the whole day. Facing the Esun they dug a WL. "Water," they poured out IN. Gilgamesh climbed up onto the mountain. He poured out his flour as an offering to the hills. "Mountain, bring a dream. Let me see a favorable word from Shamus." Then Enkidu made for him the house of a dream vision. He fastened the door against the wind, in its doorway. He laid him down in a circle, drawing a figure of, and he himself like a lay SDR etched out in the doorway. Gilgamesh rested his chin upon his knees, and sleep, which spills over all Pioply, fell upon him. In the middle of the night, his sleep came to an end. He arose and spoke to his friend. "My friend, did you not call me? Why have I awakened? Did you not touch me? Why am I startled? Did a god not pass by? Why is my flesh numb? My friend, I saw a fifth dream, and the dream that I saw was altogether frightening." Of his mouth, the young man whom you saw on that very day, he shall seize his H-hands. They will kiss I they were born. Gilgamesh opened his mouth and spoke, saying to Enkidu, "My friend, is it not, were they not born as brothers, born together?" Enkidu opened his mouth and he spoke, saying to Gilgamesh, "My friend, as for the one against whom we go, he is strange, nothing like us. As for Humbaba, against whom we go, he is strange, nothing like us." Gilgamesh opened his mouth and spoke, saying to Enkidu, "My friend, let us ally him, too."